there for bait, and then use shrimp, salt water. In Louisiana, they use crawfish. You can't tell them nothing. Crawfish is good for everything, boy. I think it's for foreign arches they use crawfish. I'll tell you for sure. I went down the Calcasieu River with a friend of my sister-in-law's over here, and he and I was going down there, and I was culling this boat along, you know, just paddling along there, and he was fishing. He'd been fishing with crawfish on there. He'd fishing with crawfish, and I told him, I said, man, how about you rowing this boat and let me fish a while? Well, we hadn't had no luck, so I said, put me off on the bank over there, because, boy, I tell you, I'm tired of fooling around this boat. So I went and reached on and got me on a big old red black grasshopper, put it on there, and I had no one hit the water before that bass hit that boom like that. And I told him I couldn't catch no more grasshoppers, so I didn't catch no more fish. And there was a lot of them, but, you know, I happened to grab one of them, put him on there, and boy, I called him, and I told him when he finally come back over there to the boat, and he said, did you catch something? I said, yeah, I caught one bass. I said, I caught him on a grasshopper. Oh, he said, you didn't catch him on grasshopper. I said, yeah, well, yeah, I did. And I said, what's the matter with you coonies? I said, don't you ever change your mind about crawfish? I said, I believe you put that on your sore head. If you had a headache, I think you'd put a smear little crawfish on there. He just laughed.
What's up? Hard-shelled animal that can pull its neck and legs into its shell.
Turtle.
Is there any other name for it, depending on whether it's...
Tortoise.
Huh?
Tortoise.
Okay. Where does a tortoise stay?
Tortoise is a dry land turtle, and a turtle, there's a loggerhead turtle, and there's just a plain, ordinary, run-of-the-mill turtle. There's a lot of names for turtle, but then, as far as I know, that's just turtles live in the water. There's two live in the water, and that's this turtle, striped neck turtle, and then most of them, and then loggerhead has a very large head, and he'll bite you too. Mm. And I'll tell you one thing, but now an old tortoise, one of them old dry land turtles, all they do, you pick them up, they draw their tail and their head in and close up, and that's all they do. And if you turn them over on a back, that's the hardest thing you can do, because it's very hard for them to get back on their stomach.
Mm-hmm.
Have
you ever heard of one called a gopher? A kind of turtle called a gopher?
A gopher's not a turtle.
It's a furry animal?
Yeah, it's a little furry animal.
Mm-hmm. What, you mentioned a grasshopper. Have you ever heard that called a hopper grass?
No.
And the kind of insect that flies around the light and tries to fly into the light.
Moth.
Huh?
Moth.
Okay. Talking about several of those, you talk about several.
Well, you say there's a lot of them, or something like that.
There's a lot of
Those moths.
And a kind of insect that has a light in its tail.
Firefly.
Any other name?
Yes, there's a name for them, but that's all I ever know to call them. They have a name. It's a pretty long name.
Uh-huh.
But fireflies, there's another thing. Used to years ago, before they had all these fancy doomajiggers to fish with, they used to catch these fireflies and catch about two or three dozen of these lightning bugs. And firefly, lightning bug, they're the same.
Mm-hmm.
And put them in a food jar and put the top on it and lower it down the side of your boat and let them little fireflies in there just flop around.
Mm-hmm.
They wouldn't last too long because they didn't get no oxygen. And then fish right down side of your jar or food jar,
mm-hmm.
Well, it wouldn't be long before you'd start coming out of some nice perch.